Hello, woodblock printmaker David Ball. Welcome back to the Story Week website. This is story number 349, Another Trip to the Airport. Another trip to Nutit Airport, another tearful farewell, and another subdued train ride home. Years ago, I lost count of how many times I have played this particular movie scene. In the years immediately following their move to Canada in their early teens, my two daughters returned for holidays at least once a year. But since they became adults, the visits have been few and far between. So I was especially excited when my elder daughter Himi suggested a few months back that she come over for a while this summer, bringing my two grandsons for their first ever visit to Japan. I had to tell her honestly that I wouldn't be able to be with them full time because there is a huge amount of work on my plate just now, but she wasn't so concerned about that. She was ready for a break from her daily routine of family care and her own work and didn't expect me to be a babysitter. As it turns out, I was able to spend plenty of time with them, and we did the sort of things that grandsons and granddads are supposed to do. We went to a wonderful aquarium, visited a local train museum, and spent a day in a giant park where we rode tandem bicycles for hours, and of course just generally goofed off around the house. And the small river behind my workshop was of course a big attraction for them, especially in this extremely hot summer we have been having. I have to admit, though, that none of us will be describing this visit as having been peaceful and relaxing. This has been my first experience at having two young and very rambunctious boys in the house. I myself had girls, and although they too were full of life and energy, there is no question that the overall noise level in our house in those days was an order of magnitude lower than what I have experienced this summer. This is not to complain, of course. I knew what I was getting into when Himi made her plans, and overall I am happy to have had the opportunity for them to get to know their grandfather just a little bit better. I myself never knew either of my grandfathers, so I am quite curious about what kind of image these boys hold of me. Am I just a slightly funny guy with a white beard who occasionally puts on a stern voice to try and get them in line, or am I an actual family member to them? I think it's a bit early to answer that, and the way that we manage our communication over the next few years will be important in determining such things. What I hope is that they will come to think of my home as being that place where we do all those neat things with Granddad, making a stop-motion video with the Lego blocks, doing science experiments in the river, taking moonlight hikes in the hills behind the house, and all the other plans that I have been saving up. This year, though, they were still too young and too wild for that kind of thing, so I'll have to bide my time. But if we wait too long before the next visit, I'll end up being disappointed the other way around. The pair of them will be too old to play with Granddad that way, and will spend most of their visit downtown somewhere, looking for dates. And this has already started, as every time we went out on the train this summer, they received plenty of winks and kawaii comments from young women. I suspect that I may have a rather slim window of opportunity.